folks. That's the Bible. Fowls are birds, they could be unclean spirits, and those unclean spirits are connected with birds in Revelation 8.
It was a number that just
We'll go there real quick and look that up. Revelation 8.
Anyway.
Matthew chapter 13. 8 verse 2.
Did I grab the wrong one?
Is that it? No, that's not it.
I grabbed the wrong book. Anyway.
All right, we're in Matthew chapter 13. The Bible says, the same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside.
I'm sorry, yeah, it is 18.
Last week we went through a little bit about this house and why Jesus is sitting here.
I had
here.
It there. I don't know why I couldn't see the one. I couldn't see the car coming at me this morning
13.
Either.
And that's the number of rejection.
My wife says,
and rebellion in the
Bible. Ah!
Jews have rejected Jesus Christ.
And there was this car. I'm like, oh, okay. I turned over and then started twisting. And then he ended up in my lane.
I think we ended up in...
Anyway...
Verse 2. We got through two verses. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the great, is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils.
It's important to understand those.
The hold of every foul spirit
that Jesus is going
to... And of every... a cage of every unclean and hateful bird.
13.
And that's something.
Now,
go with me, if you would, to Zechariah 5.
Parables.
See if I got this one right.
Some of them are kingdom of heaven parables.
There's this role.
And some of them
heard about this role.
Are both kingdom of heaven and
it's a wicked thing.
And so,
Zechariah 5.
Some have application to both kingdoms.
Verse 9.
And some of the parables... Parables have application to only
let's go
one kingdom.
Verse 7. And behold, there was lifted up a talent of lead, and this is a woman that sitteth in the midst of
the ephod.
This ephod is this role. And he said, this is wickedness. And he cast it in the midst of the ephod, and he cast the weight of lead upon the mouth thereof. Then lifted I up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came out two women.
Okay.
And the wind was in their wings.
The last time
the three that are mentioned that have to do with both kingdoms, there's three of them, are the parable of the sower and the seed.
Maybe cherubs
that's found in Mark 4:11. The parable of the mustard seed.
That's in Mark 4:30.
It appears as though
the parable of leaven.
Devils.
13:21.
Have wings.
The parables, like
wings.
I said, the parables that mention the kingdom of heaven are to be doctrinally applied.
So, if I had to guess,
kingdom.
Okay. I'm looking at these
the
two beings
that
coming out. How would I know
God,
that they were women?
Can be doctrinally applied to both.
What's a woman supposed to have?
The kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God.
On her head.
Now,
long hair?
In Matthew,
what's a man
you can get some great preaching out of these parables.
So I would guess that this would be
to the church.
Long-haired
you can take
being, because the Bible does say something about these creatures that are going to come out in the tribulation.
You can apply them spiritually.
They're come out of the pit. They have
hair-like
women. The Bible says.
Okay, just because you apply something,
so it looks like this here is describing
for doctrine.
A couple devils coming out
of that. So we
the devil, folks, is very very
sharp. The Bible says that we were to rightly divide
smart.
The scriptures.
He's pretty smart.
When you're going,
and if a devil ever shows up,
or the doctrine,
he ever shows
that
up,
God wants you to understand.
It'll be looking like an angel with wings.
Different places. There's doctrine for
that's
the
people,
for
the
nation of
the
Israel. There's doctrine
wings, all
for
the time.
Jews. There's doctrine for the church.
Right?
There's doctrine for the.
And if you stick with the Bible,
okay,
the devil can't fool you.
Jew and Gentile in one body. So,
but when you get away from the Bible,
the word of truth.
You don't have the truth anymore.
Comparing scripture with scripture.
And all you have is people telling you, I saw this angel. Oh, yeah, what did it look like? Oh, it had these big wings.
Oh, Dave's got a whole list of stuff.
Really?
So.
Where's that in the Bible?
But the Bible sets forth boundaries.
If the devil can get you out of the Bible,
and
he can change
start to go
what
beyond
things
the
are.
Boundaries,
and you won't know the difference. Why?
That's
because...
I mean, you won't have the truth.
Scriptures and applying
and
them somewhere else.
The truth can't make you free if you don't have it.
Applied where God had intended.
What does it make you free from?
You start applying them.
Makes you free from the bondage of the deception that the devil wants to keep you in.
You have to stick
all
with the
days of your
and
life.
The definitions as laid out in the King James Bible.
And, I never heard that an angel was a woman.
If you don't,
I never seen one in the Bible.
To teach you'll start to teach
yeah,
the truth.
Yeah, but I don't see where angels are women in the Bible.
And just as the nation of Israel,
but the devil will make you think whatever you want. He'll make you see whatever you want.
Because they didn't go with the Bible.
They'll try to lie to you.
Their own thoughts, their own words.
If you don't have the Bible, you don't know that the devils or the angels are men in the Bible. You don't know that. And so he could fool you into thinking that they're women or
the Bible says, and he spake many things unto them in parables.
Same verse 5, Matthew chapter 13, verse 5. Now, the sower here is Jesus Christ,
or
Bible says
anyone that he sends.
Some
with his
fell upon stony places.
Look at verse 19,
where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up. Because
anyone heareth the word
no
of the
deepness
kingdom
of earth.
It doesn't necessarily have to come
Let
from
me read
Jesus
that again.
Christ.
Some fell amongst upon stony places where they had not much earth.
He
and forthwith they sprung up.
The message,
because they
the
had
Baptist.
No deepness of earth. And when the sun was
Jesus
up,
Christ,
they were scorched.
Or his 12 disciples.
And because they had no
he sent them forth with power.
Now what does this sower do?
Now back to when I was
what
putting
does
in the yard.
I have this gravel driveway, and when I was throwing the seed down on a good ground,
the
I got on the driveway,
seeds,
and naturally,
he's
throwing out the seed.
The seed was,
it got
in
these little grooves and
nooks
what
and
is,
crannies.
What is, in this particular case,
and I remember that as I was watering this grass,
you're watering with a circular sprinkler. Of course you're going to water the driveway.
The word of the kingdom.
And the seed germinated in the driveway.
Luke 8.
And let me tell you, folks, when that sun hit the driveway, those little blades of grass withered away.
This account here.
they withered. Because I've got, there's like a foot of stone down in this driveway. It's all, there's no dirt in there.
The Bible says, and when much
and
people were gathered together,
of calcium,
were come to him,
but
out
there's
of
no,
every
there's
city,
no other
he
minerals
spake
therefore.
By a parable. Verse 5.
And it was over a few days, but when that sun hit it, it was gone.
And as he sowed,
and the stony
heart by the wayside,
and it was trodden
down. There's little crevices there.
And the fowls of the air devoured
it. Where this seed can fall in these little crevices.
And some fell upon a rock.
And
as soon as it was sprung up,
it
can
fall out of the sight of the birds and the fowls.
Moisture.
And nobody can see the seed there.
Some fell among thorns. And the thorns sprang up with it,
and you know what?
And choked it.
That's
and
why
others
people
fell on,
come
on
to
good ground and sprang
and
up and bare fruit
again.
A hundredfold.
They come here,
and when he
and
had said these things, he cried.
They hear the word of God, and
he that
and
even some of them will say they'll make comments to the preacher.
Asked him, saying, "What might
I never heard that much truth before in my life?"
Verse 10, and he said,
and
"Unto
the
you,
was there,
is
and
given
they were happy,
to know the mysteries,
but they get away for a little bit." Their family
okay, so
gives them problems, or something rises up in their life to cause them some type of tribulation or some type of pain.
To, but and there's a couple,
and they don't want anything to do with that church again.
But
somehow they put the blame on that,
and this one can be applied to the kingdom of God.
They put the blame on it. They don't want to ever hear that again.
And
because that caused way too much problems in their life.
But to others in parables, that seeing they might not see.
But that's why people,
they
come to church
understand.
Now
they've got a stony heart.
Now the parable is this.
They've got a stony heart. When that
seed
falls in there,
they
like it at first.
Okay. Over here,
but the sun comes up.
Verse 19.
Puts a little heat on.
See what we said.
And it withers away.
When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom.
It withers away.
Okay. So the seed over here is the word of the kingdom.
And Matthew
with gladness,
and so what you can see here is that in Luke
it.
The seed is any part of the word of God
Bible
that,
says faith
that deals with the kingdom of God.
James 2:17.
Okay,
and in Matthew
that
the sower sowing that
faith,
part that deals with
you
the
have
millennium.
To receive it. You have to.
So that's how
you have to
see
receive
what I'm saying?
It.
But
so that's why there's
folks,
more stuff added over here
it.
And less stuff over here.
It's not enough
applied
to
both.
Hear the gospel.
You have
in Luke,
to trust
it's the whole word of God that deals
that
with spiritual righteousness, I could speak the gospel
Old Testament
all day long,
or whether
they could hear it with gladness.
What did Jesus Christ say?
It with gladness.
Seek ye first.
But if they don't trust Jesus Christ
in the Old Testament, right?
They've received
his
stony heart. And as soon as a little persecution comes up in their life, they're going to flee from that word as fast as they can. Because they don't have the heart. They don't have the heart.
And so, let's see what else this says here. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. Jesus Christ is called the Son in Malachi. He's called the Son. And the Son, you get persecuted because of Jesus Christ. What did Jesus Christ go through? Persecution, tribulation. And what are you going to go through if you receive Jesus Christ? You're guaranteed. Those that live godly in Christ Jesus. Hey, you only live godly in Christ Jesus because he's godly. Right? Those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Everyone, every Christian on the face of this earth is going to suffer persecution for trusting Jesus Christ. And that's why I believe every Christian is going to have some part in the millennium kingdom. Because they're guaranteed to suffer. You're going to suffer for Jesus Christ. You're going to suffer for him. The root is Jesus Christ. In Revelation 22:16, he's called the root. And then we'll be done. It's good to end with Jesus Christ. Good to begin with him, and it's good to end with him. Revelation 22:16. The Bible says, Revelation 22:16, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Why did these people receive? They received the gospel. It was given to them. They heard it. But they never trusted in Jesus. And so Jesus, who's the root, never broke through that hard, crusty stone that's 2 foot thick in the driveway to get through to the good dirt 2 foot below. But Jesus has the power to break through that 2 foot if you trust him. But if you don't trust him, he has no liberty to break through. He has no liberty to break through. So we'll go ahead and stop there today, and hopefully we learn a little bit more about these parables. And listen, folks, it's all about your heart. And it's all about what you do with the Word of God, how your heart is to receive it. If it's received it on the wayside, the birds are going to get it. If it receives it on a stony heart, you don't have root and it's going to wither away just at the slightest persecution. But if you have them, if you've trusted Jesus, you've trusted him with a good heart, you've received his words with a good heart, you've been looking for him, you're going to receive him, and you're going to trust him. And you're going to be persecuted, and it's not going to matter. And we'll go ahead and stop and pray. Father in heaven, Lord, thank you for your words, and oh, that our hearts would be pulverized to good ground, so that we would receive the words that you want for us, that you have for us, not only with gladness, but would we receive them with a good heart, Lord, and act upon those words. And realize, Lord, that your faith is strong enough to grow in our hearts, but we have to receive it with a good heart. We can't just receive it with our head. And we can't just neglect the things that you tell us to do. And Father, we pray now that for those that are traveling, that you give them safe travel, Lord. Keep them safe from coming here, Lord. Sometimes distractions get to us, and we just can't see certain things. And we just pray that you keep everybody safe, and then our hearts will be tender to your words this afternoon. For Christ's sake, we pray. Amen.